George Kittle.
Hey Niner fans, George Kittle here with a pro tip for making the best play on your eyewear. Visit Zinni.com, the official eyewear of the 49ers. Zinni has changed the game for you, finally making prescription glasses affordable for everyone. At Zinni, you can find over 3,000 frames with unbelievable prices. Look for the Kittle's collection so you can rock our styles every day too. So visit Zenni.com, start shopping from home using their virtual try-on, and change your eyewear game forever.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining in today with Destiny Talk Show. And today we're going to be talking about violent faith, that faith that just will not give up, that faith that believes that God is and will perform what he said he's going to perform. In a time of discouragement, in a time of uncertainties, in a time of that we feel like we have unanswered prayers, we know that God is sure. And our faith needs to be persistent. It needs to be so serious that we will not give up on what God has promised us in our lives. So before we go into it, we want to make sure that we pray and believe God for what he's going to speak to us today concerning our faith and our consistent prayer and fast. Pray. Father, we thank you right now, O God. We thank you, God, that without faith it is impossible to please you. We know, O God, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We thank you right now, O God, because we're going to believe the word and we're going to believe in the Spirit, God, that speaks to us and leads and guides us into all truth and righteousness. Father, we will wait on you to confirm your word, to affirm your word, to give us instructions as the Spirit gives it to us, O God. Father, we're going to be patient. We're going to trust you, O God. We're going to listen to your Spirit through your words, O God. And Father, that way we know that we're on the right path and we're doing the right thing. Father, we grab hold to your word. We grab strength from your word. Father, we trust in you today that any family problems we're having, God, any addictions, any backsliding, any discomfort, any demonic activity, depression, discouragement, fear, finances, sickness and disease, Father, we hold fast to your promises by faith. Father, we thank you because we know in times past you have come to our rescue. We know in time past your word has come true. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, O God, and we trust you. We trust your word. We trust your Spirit. We trust, O God, that we are going to come out just the way that you ordained us to come out. You predestined us to come out, Father. And we love you right now, O God. And we're here to hear from you today. We're here, O God, to make sure that we're on the right path, to get the encouragement, to cast out all fear, to take away the problems, O God, of this world in our mind, but to focus on your word, God, to focus on your encouragement, to focus on your salvation. And God, we just thank you right now, and we take comfort in the Holy Spirit. We take comfort in knowing that you're speaking, that you're directing, and that you're leading us, and that your blood is here to heal, that your blood is here, oh God, for everything that we need. God, we plead it right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you as we go now into our teachings to hear what you have to say to us in Jesus' name. So we come into our lesson on faith. And we began to realize that every day we live by faith. Things that we don't see that we're hoping for, whether it's a job, whether it's our finances, whether it's sickness and health, whatever it is, we're living by faith hour to hour, minute by minute, asking and pleading with God to take it away, to intervene, to divinely come in and just do some things in our lives for us. And it may look like it's not going to happen. It may look like God is not listening, and people around you may bring those negative vibes to you that says, I don't know if this is going to happen. I don't know if God, you know, is in this one. But you are the one that God has predestined. You are the one that God is taking through the situation. You are the one that God has instructed in this manner. So if he didn't tell you to take that counsel, don't take that counsel, but take the Spirit of God's counsel. Take the Word of God's counsel and let that lead and guide you into all truth and righteousness. Be very, very careful when you're going through where your counsel comes from, because it can derail you from the purposes of God. It can distract you from the voice of God. It can take you away from the Word of God. And then worry settles in and problems become worse than they were supposed to be, because the Bible lets us know we are predestined. He lets us know that he has good intentions for us, but we have a process that we must go through. And in our go through, we must hold on to the promises of God. So no matter what it is you're facing in your life, get directions from God as to how to handle that situation. You may listen to other people, but take your guidance from the Word of God. Take your guidance from the Holy Spirit. So as God speaks to you when you're driving in your car, or you're lying down in your bed in pain, or you're crying out for your children, take the counsel of the Holy Spirit. It'll be a small voice that comes to you to comfort you. It'll be a small voice that comes to you and gives you a word. It may come through a dream. It may come through someone else. But listen to the Spirit of God. Listen to what he has to say concerning your issue. But it's faith that's going to get you there. Hold on to the faith. Hold on to the Word of God. Hold on to what you don't see, but you know that God has promised it. Hold on to that promise that God has given to you. Hold on to it no matter how much it looks like it's not coming to pass. Don't speak negative about it. Don't say, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to think about it or whatever. But begin to say, God, I trust you. I trust you. Because when you speak opposite of what the Word of God says, then you begin to derail. Then you begin to allow negative thinking to come. Violent faith is someone who is a faith. So no matter what the doctor says or what your job says or what your bank account says, you know the promises of the Word of God. Someone who will dare to believe that no matter what is being told to you, you're holding on to what God has promised. What are the promises? Open the Bible and you will read a whole book of promises towards God's people. And his Spirit will comfort you. So as you read the Word of God, a peace will come over you. A peace of God will come and tell you, I am in control. And you can say then, yes, Lord, thy will be done. Erase your will. Do not go to God and say, this is my will and this is what needs to be done. But go to God and empty yourself before him. Die before him and say, God, I die to this situation and I give it to you. I give it to you, God, because I can't handle it. I give it to you, God, because it's too much for me to bear. But I know, God, that you can bear all things. So give it over to God and you die to the situation. No matter what the circumstances look like, no matter how it sounds, no matter how awful it feels, focus on your faith. Focus on the promises of God and dare to believe his word. And the Bible lets us know in Hebrew that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So it's those things that are not seen that concerns us. Those things that we can't tangibly touch that we question God about. But he's saying in the day and time that you are living in, you must stand firm on what you must believe without seeing. It is important that when you are believing God that you fast and you pray, because your flesh has to die. You cannot function when the flesh and the spirit is warring against each other. So you have to let that flesh die in order for the spirit man to come up. So through fasting and prayer, you'll be able to allow God to speak more clearly. So when we say we haven't heard from God, go into a fast and allow His Spirit to speak to you, and you'll be able to get clear directions of what God is desiring from you. Our faith has to be sure and certain that God will perform, no matter what it looks like. We have to believe what God is saying, and we have to believe it that it will materialize in our life. God's word is power. And when you read it and you meditate on it and you stick sticky notes everywhere to remind you of His promises, then you have positive feedback coming in every day, all day. You have positive thoughts. You have positive songs. And you believe God for what He is going to do in your life. God will do what He has promised. There's no question about it. Our faith must stand the test of time. Our faith does not stand alone. We have to be obedient to the work of God and to the will of God. We have to stand firm in what we know that God is going to do. Whatever it is you're facing today, whatever it is you need from God today, whatever particular situation you're crying out from God today, if you need to write it down, and then write scriptures accordingly to it and pray accordingly. Those are your prayer points that you can have. So if you were to use sickness, you can find healing scriptures. And you put that with the sickness or the diagnosis that you've gotten from the doctor. And you say, God, by faith, I'm believing that I'm healed because your blood has healed me. Your blood is not in vain in my life. And you stand firm knowing that you are healed. And every time you receive a pain in your body, you quote that same scripture that you wrote down and you memorize it and you paste it places where you can actually see it so that you will receive your healing. And you continuously do that no matter what. And God will come through for you. So when you believe it and you pray it and you just meditate on it daily, it shall come to pass, and your faith will stand the test of time. And we can remind ourselves daily of the promises. We can remind ourselves daily of what God has done in the past for us, and that He will never leave us nor forsake us, and that He wants us healed. He wants us to resist the devil, and he will flee. He wants us to use the power that He's given us. And just above all things, He wants us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers, as it says in John 3. So we're going to hold on to what God has spoken in our life. We're going to make sure that we are focused on the Word of God, that God is going to perform what He said. And we look back at certain passages in the Bible, and we begin to realize then that their situations was just as severe as ours, and we know that God brought them through and that He will also bring us through. Romans 10, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So as you begin to read the Word of God, it strengthens you. It empowers you. So no matter what is going on, you are empowered through the Word of God. You can say to any situation at that point, but God said I'm healed. But God said I am wealthy. But God says this. So now you're decreasing flesh. You're decreasing negative thoughts. You're decreasing, you know, things that are going to hinder you, and you're increasing the Word of God. You're increasing your knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. You're increasing your spirit man, which is very important, because the stronger your spirit man is, the more fight you have in you. But the least of your spirit man, then the fight is not there, and you're wondering a lot of questions, and you're going back and forth with God because your spirit man has not been strengthened by the Word of God. So to reduce the battle time that you have in your mind, to reduce the battle time that you have when you're walking around the house and you're looking in your cabinets or you're looking at the sickness in the mirror, to reduce that battle time, increase the Spirit of God in your life through the Word of God, because faith cometh by hearing. is not by works, but it's by hearing the word of God. You grab your confidence in God through his word. And the more you repeat it to yourself, the more you sing songs about it, the more you have conversations about it. So when people call you and they say, oh, how are you doing? You can begin to just say, I believe God. I believe God. And as you say it, it'll get into your spirit, man, and you can feel yourself about to cry and just burst out because you know that everything is going to be okay because you've rehearsed it and you've rehearsed it and you've rehearsed it, and God will speak to you and let you know that I've heard your cry and I've seen your tears and I know that you have the faith to believe that I'm going to do this because you've rebuked the negative thoughts. You've rebuked the devil coming to you telling you that you're sick beyond measure or you're sick beyond whatever the doctor may tell you. You've taken your power and authority over the devil and you've said enough is enough. You've taken the power and authority given to you, and you've told the devil, you must flee from this situation. You must flee from my body. You must flee from my finances. And no more will I give you the authority to come in anymore into my thoughts and have me to think that I'm defeated. Have me to think that God is not there. And when you do that and you constantly do it, then God is able to perform his promises in your life. Take the authority of the word of God. Resist the devil. Vocalize the position that you take in God. Constantly telling yourself out loud, I stand on the word of God. I believe the word of God. Because when you hear it, it begins to sink in and sink in. But when you think it, you may detour over into a negative thought. You may go over into something else, but begin to speak the word of God. Begin to read the word of God out loud and allow it to get into your spirit, man. So no matter what comes against you, the word of God will stand. Confess the word of God and the devil will flee from that situation. And every time that negativity comes up, you will be able to stand. Even if you don't see the proof of it instantly, the process of it, definitely God will come through for you. We have to trust in the goodness of God, and we have to keep the faith very, very, very strong. And the spirit man helps us in our time of weakness, as we know in Romans 8. Because we don't know what we should pray. Because sometimes we are in so much confusion and so much pain that we don't know what we should pray. So sometimes it's best to take an hour away from your busy schedule and pray in your holy language for one straight hour and allow the Spirit to minister and to intercede for you. That way, it's communicating in God's language. It's the language is being communicated. It's going to God in a heavenly language to where there's no confusion. The Holy Spirit is there. He's listening, and he's there to comfort you in the process of you speaking in your heavenly language. And he's telling God exactly what your heart is saying. And because God is communicating with our heart. So our Holy Spirit is there, and he's interceding for us, and he's breaking through for us. So if we take that time daily to speak in our heavenly language and allow God to minister back to us in that heavenly language, then we're constantly building up our faith in God because he will not let that go unrecognized and unknown because God wants to communicate with us. He wants to talk to us, and the Spirit is there in our time of weakness to help us. We have to allow him to help us. We have to cry out to God and say, God, I don't know what to do right now, but I'm going to pray in my language and let the Holy Spirit speak to you for me from my heart. That way I'm not distracted. That way I'm not adding words that don't need to be there, but I am communicating with you in my spirit realm, and that is going to get into God, into the heavenlies, and the results will definitely come. So fasting and praying and allowing the Holy Spirit to intercede for us, because we don't know what we should be saying. And then we have to bow down our will, as we discussed earlier, our will, what we think it should be, how we think it should end up, how we think it should go. We have to bow down to that. When we present ourselves to God, we present ourselves knowing and wanting to know His will. You know, I'm going through this, God, but what is your will? I know what I would want to do in this situation, but I want to know what you would do in this situation, or what you have already predestined me to come out of this situation. Tell me what's my next step. What do I need to do? And He will begin to minister the answer along with the peace and the comfort of that situation. As we look at Joshua when he was going into Jericho, and God gave him specific instructions on what he must do. And He told him that when the trumpet sounds, the people will give out a shout. And as we go into chapter 6, verse 20, it says, when the trumpet sound, the people shouted, and the sound of the trumpets, when the people gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. Now, before they could get to this point, their faith had to be there. They couldn't just do it and just do a shout. They had to have the faith to believe that that wall was going to come down when God said it was going to come down. They couldn't waver. They couldn't doubt. They couldn't question it. They had to believe as a group that this is what's going to happen when this shout comes forth. And because they believed and did not waver, it came down. So you can take that same frame of mind in your situation, and you say to yourself, no matter what, this wall has to come down. I have to find a job. I have to be healed, because these are the promises of God for my life. And once you take that type of faith, God will move on your behalf, and you're allowing the Holy Spirit to intercede for you to break those spiritual barriers, to go straight to God. He will do exactly what He has promised you. So whatever you don't know what to say, you have the Holy Spirit there that will tell God exactly what needs to be done. And as He's working with God, they're working to move all barriers out of the way. They're working to move the enemy out of the way. They're working to just bring forth the promise of that breakthrough. So when you have that faith that that wall is going to come down, no matter what, I don't know what exercises I need to do to get that wall to come down. I don't know the directions that God is saying I need to do for that wall to come down. But God, I die today, because even though it looked impossible, because you said that wall can come down, it's coming down. No matter how much people tell me it's not possible, you got to have this kind of experience to get that job, you got to know this person to start that business, God, because you have told me, I know it's going to be possible. And when we stand like that, and we just cast aside every weight and sin, God can begin to move in our lives. And we repent for the doubt that we had before. We check all our attitude at the door. We check all of our doubt at the door, and we say, God, I'm coming before you believing what your word has said. But we have to put aside every weight and sin that's resting on us and keeping our doubt stronger than our faith. Because if your doubt is stronger than your faith, then the wall of Jericho cannot come down, no matter what. So once you begin to allow your spirit man to be stronger than your doubt, that is when you'll see the responses of heaven come into your life. But you have to go through your fasting, your praying, you're reading the Word, communicating with the Holy Spirit, believing what God has said in his life, because God wants the promises of his Word to come forth in our life. We have to be patient, because as God instructs us, our faith becomes stronger. As God guides us, we want that instant answer. But even if you look at Jericho, there was a process they had to go through before the wall came down. God could have done it the same day, but there was a process that had to go forth first. And we don't like the process because it may take a longer than we want. But every time we end a process, we always say, wow, I'm glad I waited, or wow, I'm glad it took as long as it did, because this wouldn't have happened otherwise, or that wouldn't have come to pass. So if you know in the past that the process was good, tell yourself now in your current that the process is good, and allow the process to go forth so that you and God can communicate and grow in the spirit realm. Because once your spirit man is strong, nothing, no wall will ever come between you and the promises of God. Your attitude of faith has to be strong. You have to have a strong attitude. You have to be a person that's not as insecure or not as confident. Where do you get that from? The Word of God. Because the more you know, the more you believe, the more confident you are. It's like having a job. The more you do it, the more confident you are. The more you know the policies and procedures. So when somebody walk up to you, you can just quote the company's policies, procedures, and everything. Same thing with the Word of God. The more you read it, the more you do it, the more you believe it, the more you're sold, the more you understand, the more you communicate with him, the more you'll communicate with others. But the insecurities come when we're not reading, we're not fasting, we're not talking to God. That's when the insecurities come. That's when the lack of answers come. That's when the lack of confidence in the Word of God comes. That's when we go out to other realms to try to find answers to what God is telling us to do, when all we have to do is sit down and talk, listen, pray, fast, and read, and you will find a whole new world within your own room and your own boundaries. Not to discredit church or anything like that, because we have to communicate in fellowship, but I'm saying this is in your own personal prayer time. This is in your own personal time with God that we're talking about in order to build your faith. So when you change your attitude towards the situation, you'll see your faith begin to grow as you grow in the Word of God. But you have to have the right attitude. Faith does not stand alone. Faith takes obedience. Joshua had to be obedient to what God was saying for him to do. He had to listen to the instructions and follow the instructions very, very closely. He had to make sure that he relayed the proper message to everyone else. So when you get that word of God and you begin to read it, take time to listen to the Holy Spirit explain that word to you. Take time to ask questions when you're reading the word of God. So when the walls of Jericho needed to come down, because this was a part of their promise. So, of course, when it's a part of your promise, you have to make sure that everything is in order and the process is being fulfilled. So when Joshua got the word and the instructions, they followed them. And as they followed them, they believed. And as they believed, they became stronger. And as they became stronger, when the day came that this needed to be fulfilled, they were more than ready for it to be fulfilled. So even in your own life, in my life, when those things are coming and it looks like it's never going to happen, it looks like it's been long waiting, you have to have the mind to say, God, I have that faith that you allowed me to learn about in your word, and I'm going to hold on. With tears in my eyes, I'm going to hold on. With whatever is going on around me, I'm yet going to hold on to what you have promised me, because I know that your word is true. I know that your promises will come to pass. And when we consecrate ourselves, then we're going to cross over to the other side. When we consecrate and we pray and we fast and we just begin to focus on the Word of God and listening to our Holy Spirit speak to us, then we're going to cross over to the other side. The barriers will be gone. The limitations are gone. Everything is over and done with because God has stepped in and just taken complete control because we've released our will and we said, God, your will be done. And he will speak to us. When we write things down and begin to know what the Word of God is saying, when we're studying the Word of God, write down what you're learning. Write down the revelations that God has given to you so that you can go back and study them. Write down the dreams that he's given you concerning these things so you can go back and remind yourself of them, that God is working for you, that God is speaking to you, and just erase the negativity. But we have to write the visions down. We have to write down the Word of God. We have to write down our focus. We have to write down and believe God for everything that he's saying. And we do that through our fasting and our praying and believing what God is saying to us. So what is it today that you're asking God to do for you? What is it that looks like is just not going to happen? It's just long time coming. Like you're saying to God, what do I need to do? And you're not hearing the answers. You know, where do I need to go? And the answers are not coming. That means we need to strengthen our spirit man a little bit more. That means we need to communicate a little bit more with God because we may be allowing our negativity to block the answer. We may be allowing the surroundings and the environment to keep us from the answer when it's right there in front of us, because God will not keep his promises from us or his instructions, because he wants us to know how to go through this. He wants us to know, you know, the end of this. So therefore, we have to communicate with him in order to know it. And how do we know that? Is by making sure the negativity is out of the way, by making sure that when we go to him, we're going to him empty. We're going to him believing. We're going to him knowing that even though I can't see it, I know that it's going to happen. So what is it going on in your life today? Write it down. God, I need a job. God, I need more finances. God, I want to grow more in you. I want my anointing, my gifting stirred up, God. How do I do this? What do I do? Then you look in your word and you begin to find those scriptures, find the prophets that God gave these type of anointings to, read about them, study them, understand the process they went through, understand the communication that they had with God, understand how they emptied themselves, understand how they died to themselves, understand that how they had to always take the high road, understand that their communication was very clear through the faith and the Word of God that they had. So once we begin to ask God these questions and we begin to intercede in our holy language, and God will respond very clearly because our will is out of the way. You know, instead of worrying about how someone else did it, God, this is how they're doing it. Is that how you want me to do it? Well, of course not, because he made all of us different. So he would want you to do it the way he predestined you to do it. But the only way you'll know how he predestined you to do it is by asking him. You know, they always say read the manual when you're having problems with it, because that's where the operations are. That's where the functions are. So you want to know about your functions and why he placed you here, then you read the word and you speak in your language to him so that he will be able to minister to you. And you have to sit and listen. You have to be able to be patient and listen, because he'll tell you the process. And then when you begin to feel a little agitated or whatever, go back into God and say, God, I repent for allowing my will to come up again. I repent, God, for allowing negativity to be brought into my spirit man to where it increased and you decreased. God, I will increase you more. Because the Bible lets us know in Matthew 11 that the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and the violent people will take it and attack the situation by force. So if you're one of those people who is saying, I'm going to advance with the kingdom of God, I'm going to push forward like God is pushing forward. I'm going to advance in this situation. I'm not going to go backwards. I'm not going to decrease. But the advancement is your spirit man growing. The advancement is reading the word and fasting and praying. So when you grab hold to that, you can take this thing violently, and you can grab hold to it and don't let go. No matter how the wind blow and try to twirl you around or whatever it's trying to do, you will just hold on to it and say, I'm not letting go, because this is my promise. This healing is my promise. I plead the blood over this situation right now, because I know that the blood of God, the blood of Jesus heals me. I know that the blood of Jesus restores. So when you begin to plead the blood over the situation, you begin to take authority and be steadfast in it, God will come through for you. So your violent faith has to be forcefully advancing every day. You can't waver. You can't go back and forth. Because you need your answer and your blessing, you have to be consistent with whatever it is God is instructing you. You cannot go back and forth. Well, God, it didn't work out today, so I don't know if this is a part of your plan. Maybe it's not. It's been a week now and nothing has changed. And I saw in a dream, or I got a prophetic word, that this is supposed to happen and it's not happening, God. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to wait more? Because time is progressing. I'm getting older. The anointing of this, God, I need to preach this way, or I need to teach that way. And God is yet telling you to grow more. He's telling you to read more, fast more, die more. And usually it's that we need to die, because at some point we will destroy ourselves if we don't allow our spirit man to grow more. So when we allow our spirit man to grow, God will release more information. As our spirit man grows, he'll release more information. As we communicate with him more, he'll release more information. But we want to allow the information to come with the wavering. We want the information to come with the doubt. And that's not how it works. It's now faith. It's current faith. It's violent faith. And is believing beyond a shadow of a doubt that he who promised is able to perform it. And you have to tell yourself that every day. Every day you look at that lump that's on your back or your stomach or wherever it is, you have to say, he who has promised, he who has died, shed his blood, and took on all of this for me, him, the one that has promised, he is able to perform my healing. He is able to find me whatever it is I need in this life, because he is a faithful God. So he who has promised, he will not leave you, nor will he forsake you, even though sometimes you will feel like he's not there. You will feel like he's not listening. You will feel like he's not answering. He's not giving you any directions, and you're sitting there all alone. The words that you're hearing from the church or the ministers is not adding up to what you're going through. You're seeking counsel. You're seeking this. You're seeking that, and you're not getting the feedback that you feel like you need in order to be comforted. But it's when you get on your knees or when you lie down in your bed, and you say, God, I'm tired. God, I can't deal with this any longer. I'm going to have to just give it to you, because there's nothing I can do. I've done all that I prayed. I've done this. I've done that. And I'm still at square one, God. I don't have anything else left, God. I'm done. And when you say those words, it's like you've said to him, your will be done. I'm done. My flesh is done. My way of thinking is done. What I thought it should be and how it should be, I'm done, because nothing has worked. So now, you know what? I've come to the end of myself. I'm there. I'm just there. I'm just lying here looking at the ceiling, because I'm there, God. And the Holy Spirit will come in and give you a peace after all your crying, after all that you've said before God. if you would then begin to speak in your holy language, the Holy Spirit will come in and the answers will begin to flow. The revelations will begin to come. He may put it in a song. He may put it in your child. He may put it in the Bible. Well, he's going to put it in the Bible when you read it. But you'll find the answer, the resources that you need at that point. When you come to yourself and your faith begins to kick in and your belief in God begins to grow, he can begin to move at that point. But God will not fuss, fight, argue with you and just try to beat you upside the head, because we are a free-willed people. And the choices that we make outside of the destination that God has for us is our own repercussions. So then we have to go back and repent and say, God, I'm sorry. I chose my own way, and I tried to make it your way. I prayed that you would anoint it for me, and it was nowhere near what you wanted me to do. Go back to God, repent, and let's go back into the faith that he has told us to have. That faith that when you don't see it, but you know it's coming. That faith that when you don't see the healing, but you know you're healed. Because when you speak it, it goes up into the heavens and it's with you. So now the atmosphere is saturated with your faith. The atmosphere is saturated with what you believe. And it's believing in the word of God and the blood of Jesus. So now that you and God are on the same page and you're walking the same path, the Spirit of God will come in and begin to move in your life. The Spirit of God can now execute what God has ordained for your life. Your sickness, your finances, your children, whatever it is you're going through. And we know in 1 Corinthians, the Bible lets us know to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And even though it may feel like it, we don't go by feelings. We go by faith. And even though it may look like it, we don't go by what it looked like. We go by faith. The unseen is what we go by, because we go by the promises of God. So what is it that you need? What is it that you're seeking? Seek it in the spirit realm. Seek it in the spirit of communication with the Holy Spirit, that he may intercede for you, because you don't know what you should pray. You have an idea, so you speak it, and then transfer all of that into the spirit realm and allow yourself to die daily. As God begins to reveal to you where you need to die, die within that area so that you will see the promises of God become real and materialize in your life. But take the situation forcefully. Through all your pain, through all your circumstances, hold on to your faith. Because at the end of it all, you realize that's all you have anyway, is your faith in God. Because no matter any bad reports that you get or any negativity in your life, your faith in God is what will hold you no matter what. So as we begin to look at our lives and look at our situations, and we realize that we have to die to those things so that God may grow in us. If you want the walls of Jericho to come down, then grow in your spirit man. If you want to believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that cemented or brick walls can fall at the very sound of a shout, then let your spirit man begin to grow. Because to see brick walls or cemented walls fall down just from a shout, you know that's not your power, but that is the power of God. But you had the faith to believe that it was possible. and you did not doubt, nor did you waver, and you were unmovable. God can do the miraculous in our life. If you want to see that miraculous in your life, have that faith that is unmovable. Have that faith that is unquestionable, and be consistent with that faith. Don't waver with that faith, but have that faith that says, under any circumstances, in all circumstances, because God said it, this is possible. Because God said it, it is possible. Your blood work comes back bad, it's possible. Because Jesus' blood can cleanse it. Vision, cancer, anything you're going through, God has the answer. In the spirit realm, he has the answer. You get through the spirit realm, fasting, praying, seeking the word of God, and speaking in your holy language. And you will tap into things that you didn't realize. All I had to do was die. All I had to do was be consistent in my faith, not fear. You know, stay focused, write things down, and remember what the Word of God says. No matter who's in my presence, I know that God is able. Fear is our enemy when it comes to faith, because fear will come in and tell you it's not possible, it's not going to happen. Didn't they tell you the statistics of that thing? Didn't they tell you the line of credit, or the amount, or whatever it is you're trying to do is just not possible? But God had already spoke to you and told you it was possible. So fear sets in and tells you, I think you need to listen to whomever is speaking, because they're saying it's not possible. So your faith needs to be so serious that you say to yourself, but God, you told me. And he who promised is able to perform it. And when you hold on to that, then God can begin to come in and show you that he is able to perform it. And we know in Luke 10, the Bible lets us know that he has given us authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm us. So when we begin to quote these scriptures and we get them in our spirit and we say to ourselves, God has given me all authority to trample over the enemy. I have authority through the power of God, not any power of my own. But when I allow my spirit man to grow, I have power and authority. And I can look at that situation and say that I know in Luke 10, the Bible says that nothing will harm me. So sickness and disease, I cast you out in the name of Jesus, because you will not harm me. And when you begin to speak with that authority, and when you begin to speak with that violent faith, God will begin to move in your life, because he's ready, he's willing, and he's able. Because now you are resisting the devil. And he has to go once you resist him. And now you are pleading and the blood, and you're quoting the scripture. And now you're building your foundation in the spirit realm. So now all you see is the word of God and how it works in the spirit realm. So that anything you see in the natural, you take hold of it and it manifests. Because you're holding on to the one that promised that he will bring it to pass. I know that the one who has promised will bring it to pass. So I rebuke sickness. I rebuke bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, self-will. I rebuke fighting fault-finding, cruelty. I rebuke drugs and alcohol, despair. I rebuke witchcraft, hatred. I rebuke all of those things in my life. I bind them, and I cast them into outer darkness now in the name of Jesus. And I release the blood of Jesus upon my life. I take authority over it because I know that it cannot harm me once I take authority. And I believe that the word of God is true. And I stand firm on that in Jesus' name. And you begin to pray and fear not. God can step in and change any situation. There is nothing too hard for God, and nor is there anything impossible. So when you face these situations, you can tell yourself there is nothing impossible for God. And when you really begin to repeat that to yourself, that word impossible sticks out, and it says nothing, nothing impossible. So then that means what I'm going through is not hard for God. It's not hard because nothing is impossible. Nothing. The Bible lets us know in Proverbs to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So nothing is impossible for God. Long as I don't lean to my own understanding, because that's where the fear comes from. That's where the doubt comes from. But when I lean to the understanding of God, and I know that my spirit man is strong enough that I can take authority over the enemy, and I can bind and loose, and I can cast out, then I know that God is right there with me. I know that God has already finished the battle. I know that God has already won the battle. I know that I am healed. Because when I say that I'm healed, I can go to Isaiah 53. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I'm healed. And I begin to just, even if I just remember the last part of that scripture, his stripes, I'm healed. So I rebuke you right now. Because by his stripes I'm healed. So every time I look at this diabetes, every time I look at this blood disorder, every time I look at this lupus, every time I look at epilepsy, every time I look at this sickness and disease, flee right now, devil. I cast you out in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over it because nothing can harm me because the blood of Jesus has healed me. And I stand firm to know that. And I bind you now in the name of Jesus, and I release and I loose healing in my life right now by the blood. I loose healing in my life right now, this day, in the name of Jesus. And you say, well, it didn't happen today, but guess what? In the spirit realm, it happened. You're waiting through the process on earth for it to come to pass. But you keep saying it every day, and the process will happen no matter what. Because God will make it plain to us if we trust him without doubting. And you have to say to yourself, because we have the authority over death and life, so we can say to ourselves when that pain hits or when that bad news comes or when we have to go through surgery, operations, we lose a job, our bank account is empty, whatever is going on, I will live and not die. And I will proclaim what the Lord has done. So once you begin to say, I will live and not die, I will prosper in this life, and then I will proclaim it, you're holding on and you're strengthening your spirit, man. So as we go throughout the rest of this week, our faith needs to grab hold to the word of God. Our faith needs to grow. We need to speak more in our heavenly language so that our spirit man may grow and communicate with God according to what our heart need, not according to what we see we need. Because what we see and what God has planned is not always equal. So we must hold on to the faith. We must hold on violently to what God has said, and we will overcome every situation. We will overcome because the Bible lets us know that we have to cast our cares upon Him, and we have to believe. So right now we want to pray, and we want to believe God for His promises in our life. Father, right now we thank You for Your word. We thank You, God, because we know that the walls of Jericho will come down. We know, O God, that by faith we stand firm, that without faith it is impossible to please You. But we must grow, God, in our faith, and we repent, O God, for having a lack of faith. We repent for allowing what we see to be stronger than what we have read and know in Your word. We ask You to forgive us right now, O God, for not reading Your word, for not communicating with You, for not seeking Your face. But God, as of today, we turn that around, and we will seek Your face. We will talk to You more. We will communicate with You in the spirit realm more. Father, as we commit ourselves to learn more about You and Your word and Your promises, we know that we will grow and our faith will grow and our spirit man will increase to where we will be able to hold on to what was promised to us. We won't be anxious, O God, for anything, but God, with prayer, petitions and supplications, with our thanksgivings, O God, we will make sure that our requests be made known to You. We will make sure, God, that we meditate on Your word. Father, we open our hearts to You today and our minds. As we surrender to You today, our will, our thoughts, our fears, our sorrows. Father, as we commit to You the wounds that we have from our past, the things that bother us, God, that we've hidden deep away, we commit those things to You, God, that we may have a fresh start in You. And it comes through maturity. It comes through the Word of God. It comes through the spirit realm. We lay those things down, God. We ask, O God, that You teach us how to move forward, forgiving, O God, constantly in prayer, constantly speaking Your word in our life, O God. We bind every demonic force that comes against Your will for our life. We will resist the devil, and we know that he will flee. God, we loose right now healing, prosperity, wisdom, knowledge, understanding of the word of God. That, God, we know that we are healed, we are delivered, and we are set free. We know, God, that Your promises are true. We know, God, that Your promises are sure and that we will not fail. That our weaknesses will be gone and we will be strengthened by Your word. Father, as You take our pains away, as You take the things away from us, God, that we surrender to You, we thank You, God. And as we go to Romans 8:26, God, we pray that the Spirit will intercede for us, God. And we surrender those things unto You. For we know not what we ought to pray, but the Spirit will intercede for us, O God. We thank You right now, O God, for understanding, for knowledge, for wisdom in Your word. And that these things will be revealed to us, God, as we continue to grow in Your word. We love You. We thank You. We know that You didn't give us a spirit of fear, so we're not going to hold on to fear, but that we will hold on to what Your word says. Father, we thank You right now. We give You all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pet food bags are covered in pretty pictures of healthy food, but the highly processed pellets inside are far from it. Make the switch to The Farmer's Dog. It's real food, made fresh and delivered right to your door. The Farmer's Dog worked with top vets to create ready-to-serve meals using fresh, human-grade meat and vegetables. They contain everything your dog needs to stay healthy and nothing they don't. Go to thefarmersdog.com/listen to save 50% on your first box with free shipping. That's thefarmersdog.com/listen.